A Kelowna Sikh group is concerned about how a local Sikh doctor has been treated by Interior Health. In an open letter to BC Premier David Eby written on behalf of many members of the Sikh community in Kelowna, Surinder Singh Shergill, president of Kelowna's Gurdwara Guru Amardas Darbar Sikh Society, highlighted what he calls persistent harassment and discrimination against Dr. Malvinder Hunjan by Interior Health. The issue stems from IH's decision to move vitreo-retinal surgeries from Kamloops Royal Inland Hospital, where Dr. Hunjan previously worked, to Kelowna General Hospital in 2019. IH did not grant Dr. Hunjan surgical privileges at KGH when this move was made, leading to a long, drawn-out process that required the doctor to seek remedy from the Hospital Appeal Board. After years of fighting with IH, Dr. Hunjan is now currently working in the surgical department at KGH. In Shergill's letter, he tells Premier Eby that his Sikh community has lost confidence in Interior Health and seeks Eby's intervention. Shergill notes that Dr. Hunjan is not a part of the society's involvement in the matter, but that they cannot stand by while Dr. Hunjan faces unjust treatment. The current situation at Interior Health, particularly in its treatment of clinicians from ethnic and religious minority groups, is deeply troubling, Shergill says in the letter. How can one clinician stand up to a multi-billion-dollar organization with the resources to retain lawyers and chase people out of town? Dr. Hunjan is one of the most educated members of our Sikh community, and we cannot be complacent in the face of the system's mistreatment of him. Our community is diverse, with professionals contributing significantly to various sectors of our economy and society. We must not be reduced to stereotypes of taxi drivers and berry pickers. We demand and deserve a healthcare system that strives for improvement, not one that protects the status quo. Manik Dur of the Gurdwara Guru Amardas Darbar Sikh Society says that prior to writing their open letter to Premier Eby, their organization reached out to IH to discuss their concerns with the health authority's management. But they never received a response. They chose to ignore the email, not even acknowledgement, Dur said. That just tells you right there of what the intent looks like. Clearly the intent is not for an open dialogue, the intent is, we're going to do what we're going to do. From a discrimination perspective, I'd be curious to know how many others this has been happening to. When doctors who are renowned and who people praise are facing these types of issues, what is the general public going to face? Dur says the challenges Dr. Hunjan has faced with IH seems directly related to racism. Our intent was to approach IH to clear the air. If you see no response from IH coming forward, what are we to presume? Dur asked. But while the local Sikh society did not receive a response from IH, it sounds like the health authority may now be changing its tune. Interior Health has a zero tolerance for racism, and this is outlined in our anti-racism policy, IH told Castanet in a written response. We are tracking down this request from the Gurdwara Guru Amardas Darbar Sikh Society and are happy to meet with them. Dur says they'd like to speak to Premier Eby to find out what can be done to ensure the issues Dr. Hunjan has faced doesn't happen to others in the future. For the Sikh religion, we always stand up for injustice. Historically, it's a founding principle of Sikhism, Dur said. While IH confirms Dr. Hunjan is now working at KGH's surgical department, it's been an uphill battle for the doctor. Back in December 2022, the Hospital Appeal Board ruled in favor of ophthalmologist Dr. Hunjan in his bid to get his surgical privileges at KGH, following the 2019 move from Royal Inland Hospital. In the decision, the board ruled Dr. Hunjan experienced repeated differential adverse treatment by IH at almost every level. After the Hospital Appeal Board gave IH 60 days to sort out a reintroduction plan with Dr. Hunjan, IH never made contact with Dr. Hunjan about a plan until the doctor went back to the Hospital Appeal Board. As part of his reintroduction, Dr. Hunjan asked two vitreoretinal surgeons at KGH if he could observe their surgeries, but both said no, despite there being other medical students and learners in the operating room. The Hospital Appeal Board said this exclusion of Dr. Hunjan was confounding and further illustrates the ongoing marginalization of Dr. Hunjan. Instead, Dr. Hoonjin applied for and was approved to perform the same types of surgeries in Ontario that IH was preventing him from performing at KGH. The board called IH's conduct problematic and troubling, and said IH showed no evidence of responsibility towards the Dr. Hoonjin's situation or compassion for its wrongful treatment of the Dr. Hoonjin.